You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Public.
Even for speakers who feel solid about the distinction between lie and lay, they may lose that distinction when we add the word low to the mix.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzon. Hi, Ann.
Good morning.
And I can't believe we haven't talked about this. There have been times when people have asked me about this, when I've thought about it, and I'm like, nah, I'm sure we already did that one. But apparently we haven't.
I'm also surprised because this is one of the most common usage issues to come up in usage guides and conversations about usage, because it is very hard to keep these two verbs straight. And I was thinking about it this week because a colleague of mine texted me and said, I'm not coming to that meeting because I'm laying low today trying to finish an article. I noticed this colleague's use of laying low mostly because a couple of years ago, I was texting someone and said, I can't come to dinner tonight. I'm laying low. And then I was looking at it before I hit send on the text and thought, wait a minute, is it lie low? Yes, I think lie low would be right, but lay low sounds better. This has been on my mind ever since. Rebecca, for you, if you were keeping a low profile or just staying in, would you be lying low or laying low?
I would be laying low. And honestly, lying low, maybe it's right, but it sounds kind of off to me.
I love it. And you're absolutely right that at this point, to lay low or laying low sounds very idiomatic. Let's back up to talk about lie versus lay. Here's the story. Historically, lie is the intransitive verb. In other words, it doesn't take an object. I am lying on the couch. The cat is lying in the sun. Lay is the transitive verb. It's the causative of lie. In other words, you're making something lie, as in, I'm laying down the placemats. We have several centuries of usage that show these two verbs being used interchangeably for each other in some situations. Probably the primary source of confusion is that for the verb lie, the past tense is lay, which is, of course, the present tense of the verb lay, and the past tense of lay is laid.
And that's not at all confusing.
Right. I know everyone's thinking, oh, that's perfectly clear. Then another source of confusion may be that with the verb lay, we have a reflexive construction, as in, I lay myself down or I lay me down. As you can see, there is an object there, myself or me, but it has led to the very idiomatic use of, I'm just going to lay down for a few minutes. Could you say that, Rebecca?
Definitely. And I wouldn't raise an eyebrow if somebody else said it.
Uh-huh. And in usage, we can find a lot of lay down, I just lay there, I'm just going to lay here. The cat is laying there in the sun. And historically, that would be intransitive, as in lying there. Now, in the forefront of this, I think, is to lie low versus lay low. And if you look at usage, including in written usage, not just speech, lay low is overtaking and may even have overtaken lie low as the more common construction, which is why it sounds so idiomatic to us to say lay low. I think we should keep our eye on this because we've got a lot of variation here. For example, in talking about objects, a lot of speakers prefer lay to lie. As an example, let's imagine we're talking about a book. If you break the binding on a book, the book lays flat or lies flat? Rebecca?
I'm guessing that it's probably supposed to be lies because it's something that the book is doing. Although before today, I don't know if that's what I would have said.
And you can certainly find things like the book lays flat. An area where there's a lot of variation, definitely a place to watch in the language. And with lie low versus lay low, I think we're starting to see a clear winner, which is lay low.
I think I'm just going to go ahead and lay low on that one because I still find it pretty confusing. But thank you so much for trying to explain.
Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and author of the new book, Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.com.